this age of decline, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adumuju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limits of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adumuju for the Word of His Grace.
Verse 12 to 22, verse 25 to 33. I couldn't just let go. And I feel very strongly there is the need for me to share this with us. Genesis 26, from verse 1 to verse number 6. Then, from verse 12 to 22, then from verse 25 to 33. If you are there, say amen. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thee and all this country, and will give unto thee and thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my laws. Verse 6. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Verse number 12. And Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Let someone shout amen, the Lord will bless you. And the man was great, and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with herds. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Feel I pray for some of you, be mightier than your enemies. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent to the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley, and they found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well. Turn to your neighbor, tell him, well, dig again. And strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. Look at what he said. And he said, For now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Someone with a loud amen, God will make room for you, and you will be fruitful. Verse 25 to 33. Pardon my long Bible reading this morning. And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servant digged the well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzat, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that the Lord is with thee. Your haters and distractors and enemies, we see that the Lord is with you. I thought someone would say loud, amen. And we said, let there be now no between us and the rest of it. Blah, 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 blah. Verse 30. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and swear one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed. Verse 32. I will stop at verse 33. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well which he had digged, and said to him, we have found water. And he called its name Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is called Beersheba unto this day. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. We have said so much about Isaac, and please don't be offended that we are talking about this man again. Let me title this message, Lessons from Isaac. Lessons from Isaac. We learn from every character in the Bible, even the ants. God's word enjoined and encouraged us to go and learn from the hands. But we learned from Isaac. Isaac recorded a 100-fold harvest in this particular year. He recorded great harvest. Isaac, and God blessed him. God blessed him. Don't forget, it was a year of famine, and yet he recorded great harvest. It doesn't matter what this year has to offer, you will have great harvest. No, I want your amen to be better. Again, I pray. It doesn't matter what 2021 has to offer you, you will have great harvest. The Bible says, and the Lord bless him. And the Bible says that he was great, he went forward, he became very great, he had great possessions, he recovered the wealth of his father, he dug new wells, he found water. Then his enemies and haters made peace with him. Someone notes that your haters and your enemies will make peace with you. For when a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7. Your enemies will be at peace with you. So what are the lessons? How did Isaac get to this point? That's the few lessons I want us to learn. Some of them we have shared before, so we just keep those ones. How did he get to this point? In a year of famine, how did he blow up? How did he make it? What were the things responsible? So what are the lessons that I need to learn from this man? Lesson number one. Verse number one. Quickly, verse number one. Maybe you be with me this morning. Genesis 26 verse 1. And it came to pass, 26:1. Are you there? And there was a famine. Lesson number one. Challenges and problems are part of life. I'd like you to understand that challenges, that problems, that situations, unpleasant situations, are part of life, part and parcel of life. There is no man who has never had or who is not going through a challenging situation now. There was a famine in these days of Isaac. In the days of Abraham, the father of faith, there was famine. And so sometimes when you experience famine in your life, you must understand that the sense that those who have gone past, those who have gone by, they've gone through famine also. You are going through delay. You must understand that there are people who have gone past, who have left this stage, who also were delayed in one area or the other. Whatever situation, whatever problem, whatever challenge you may be going through now, some people went through it before you, now you are going through, some others are going through now, after you, some other people will go through it. Challenges, problems, difficulties, they are part of life. They happen to all. Problems happen to all. No man is immune from problems. Genesis 12:10. There was famine in the days of Abraham. Genesis 41:56. There was famine in the days of Jacob. And that landed them in Egypt. Please note that there is something God wants you to learn in any situation, in any challenge, in any problem, in any difficulty that you may be going through. There is something God wants you to learn in that situation. A lesson for you or a lesson for others through you. There is a lesson. There is something God wants you to learn. And until you learn, you don't make progress. A wonderful sister lived a very reckless life before she became a wonderful sister. Had boyfriends and men friends, had abortion several times. If I had a child in secondary school, but after she became born again, genuinely, she had gone through so much mess. Do you know what? There is a message in your mess. She turned her mess to a message. And she began to reach out to young girls from secondary school, because that was where her life was messed up. She began to reach out to them and tell them Happy Valentine many times. Glory run is up. And because that was one of the things that ruined her life from secondary school. So she went back to the place where she failed. She took a message there. She became a messenger to those who are in that same stage of life, so that they can avoid the pit that she fell into. So whatever it is that you are going through, there is a lesson. There is a message for you. There is a lesson God wants you to learn. And also, there is a message that God wants you to pass to others, or that God wants to pass to others through you. May you be a specimen of good things in the hands of God. So there was famine. If you are experiencing famine, child or brother, God is up to something in your life. Cheer up. God is up to something. Now don't forget what I told you some weeks ago. It is your attitude to the challenges of life that will determine your placement in the new dispensation. Your responses, your attitude to the problems of life. Don't forget, your response could be a flight or a fight. You can either face it or run away from it. Wasn't Goliath a problem? Didn't Saul run from Goliath? Didn't the armies of Israel run from Goliath? They did run. They ran. But one boy, 17 years old, moved against that problem. Because in every equation, the solution is in that same equation. Each time they give us a mathematical formula, x raised to power 2, power 1, power 4, minus x raised to, the answer is in that equation. Although me, man, I don't know the answer, but it's there. So there is answer, there is promotion in that problem. That's lesson number one. Please, let's learn from Isaac. Every time there is a problem, you are not the only one going through that problem. You are not the only one. Don't cry. Don't whine. Don't kill yourself because of that problem. Some people will go and commit suicide because of a problem. Some people, no matter how difficult. Some people went through it before you. There was famine. Apart from the one that was in the days of Abraham. Lesson number two from Isaac. Lesson number two. Verse number two. And the Lord appeared unto him. May God appear to you. And said, go not down into Egypt. You won't go down. Dwell in the land which I tell thee of. And then Isaac dwelt in the land. Lesson number two. Direction is key to distinction. Direction. We learn from Isaac that divine direction is central to promotion. Central to harvest, central God appeared to Isaac and God told him, do not go down to Egypt. The choir sang, my life is in your hand. If you know your life is in his hand, trust him for direction. Let him direct you. Let him lead you. Many of us struggle with God over the affairs of our life. We want to be in charge. We want to be in control. And no wonder we struggle. Isaac asked from God. God said, don't go down. Dwell in this land. Direction. You need to be divinely directed. If you must enter into your harvest, if you must enter into breakthrough, if you must enter into success, then you must be directed. In this clumsy world, you need the voice of God to say to you, this is the way. And may you hear God's voice behind you saying, this is the way. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. And you will hear, thou shalt hear a voice behind that says, this is the way. Walk in it when you turn to the right hand and to the left. Direction. Divine leading. Divine guidance. Why did David win most of his wars, his battles? Because he was guided by God. He was led by God. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8, when Ziklag was ransacked, the Bible says, and David inquired from God, and he said, shall I pursue? Don't just pursue without asking. Don't do anything without asking. Ask God. Don't start a business without asking. Don't say yes to a brother's proposal without asking from God. It is important. It is important. A father has to hand in marriage, and because he is driving the car, you don't even know the owner of the car. You are giving thanks to God. It's not a prayer of thanksgiving, it's a prayer of direction. And your brother is coming to you, he has nothing. And he has asked you out. You need to pray. Ask God. God, are you the one sending him, or should I wait for another? Don't look at him. Don't take a decision based on what he has or what he does not have. What did I have when I asked my wife to marry me? If she had looked at what I have, she would have laughed me to scorn, like some of sisters are doing. Direction. Direction. Let God guide you. Let him teach you which battle to pick. Let him teach you. Now, David, in 2 Samuel chapter 5 or so, David, the Philistines came against David. When David was anointed, when they heard, that's another point you must understand. When the enemy heard that David was anointed king, they came to fight. Somebody here will be promoted. But get ready for a fight. Get ready for envy. Get ready. Get ready. Somebody here will do great things. Get ready for fight. Get ready for envy. Get ready for name calling. I'm telling you, get ready for name calling. Our society is so backward that we don't expect anything great from anyone, particularly from our neighbor. We don't expect it, and if we see any semblance of greatness in our neighbor, we give him a name. How many names have they, or haven't they given me in the city of Ibadan? There was a time they said I was pastoring for cane pushers. That because this building just came up, they didn't know the sacrifice beneath. And they said, I remember I came to you that day. And I said, they said I was pastoring for cane pushers. Me, oh man, I hear the worry by. So you are pushing cocaine, you are making the, they told you me. Yeah, I will joke out of joke. You remember they said again that we buried something here. Money, yes, we did. Anointing oil, didn't we? When we're doing it, we pour it. Say, go on our one bed. Anything. If they see you doing something, they will give you a name. I went to a dedicated church, to Ologweru, Vision Builders Church, and I am surprised now. The news going on in town, they said the boy is Yahoo Yahoo. In fact, Yahoo Plus. They said he did something. In fact, I even heard that it was his spiritual father, me, that initiated him into court. Anytime you do something great, they heard that David was anointed king, they came. So that is why point number three, don't leave your altar. Because when you begin to step into greatness, the enemy will come. And don't forget that point number three is, a man is as strong as his altar. You are as strong as your altar. That's point number three. And that's why I have told you, build an altar. Don't leave your altar. Stay on that altar. Stay on that altar. Stay on that altar. Those who call you cultists, those who call you names, they will be anticipating, expecting, and praying, and wishing for your downfall. You won't fall. I pray for someone here. Those who are waiting for you to fail, they will wait forever. Those who are waiting for you to fall, they will be totally disappointed. In the name of Jesus. So, get ready. I won't talk much about raising an altar. You know it. Raise and live by the altar. The altar of praise. The altar of prayer. The altar of consecration. Altar of service. Altar of sacrifice. Altar of mercy. Altar of grace. Don't depart from these altars. Every day of your life, when it is time to serve, please serve. When it is time to sow, please sow. And every day cry to God for mercy. Every day cry to God for grace. Cry to God when it's time to place yourself on the altar. Place yourself on the altar. Consecrate yourself. That's the third lesson. A man is as strong as the altar that he built. You will enjoy divine direction. Still, I'm praying for someone. You will know what to do. You will know where to go. This year, 2021, you will not be stranded. I don't know who I'm praying for right now. You are the valley of a decision. The Spirit of God will guide you in your decision. The Lord will teach you what steps to take. The pit that the enemy has dug, you will not fall into that pit. You will escape the landmines of the enemy. And you will get to your place in destiny. Your altars will be strong. Any other altar speaking against you will collapse. Any evil altar raised against you will scatter. If there is any altar now that any man or woman has raised against your life, against your interest, against your destiny, against your children, as your aim reaches God in heaven now, let such altar scatter. Any evil altar, maybe from your father's house or your mother's house, that anybody had raised, family altar, that have been raised, where they expect destinies, progress, and advancement of family members to be mortgaged or be destroyed. Let such altars collapse now. Let such altar collapse now. Any evil priest or prophet assigned against your destiny, I can never answer. Let that priest, let that prophet fall and die. Anyone that call your name for evil, may evil be their portion. Whoever travels anywhere to go and do charm or go and do ritual because of you, may he not return alive. Whoever carries a sacrifice because of your interest, because of your destiny, because of your children, and places it against you, may the effect and the power of that sacrifice, of that altar, go back to sender. Any arrow that may be directed against you, I command right now from this altar, let that arrow back to sender. Let it go back to sender. Let it go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Shout your amen three times. Please sit down. Number four. A man without a seed is a man without a future. From Isaac, the Bible says, Isaac sowed in that land. Genesis 26 verse 12. Don't forget, it was a year of famine. It was a year of problem. It was a year of difficulties, of COVID, whatever. A year of lockdown. No money. It was famine. It was a year of drought. But the Bible says, despite the challenges and the troubles and the problems, Isaac sowed. Let me tell you, the harvest you are reaping today is a product of the seed you sowed yesterday. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. So you are reaping the harvest today of the seed you sowed yesterday. No seed yesterday, no harvest today. Little seed yesterday, little harvest today. Student, the harvest you have now, you have your secondary school leaving certificate or leaving certificate or SSC. You have your certificate. Do you see? Look at that certificate. Now you can go back to where you put it. You can see your result. That's your harvest. And it was the harvest of the seed that you sowed when you were in school. You saw the devil, sir. You saw the devil. One of my precious daughters told me, was it yesterday, workers meeting, said I should pray for an exam that she wrote an exam and the result will be out. Money you need, I go. Do you still, you don't need, I said, did you prepare for the exam? She said, I did, I prepared, but the result will be released. Well, I said, you don't need prayer again. Adi, just no need for prayer. Oh, see, want to mark here. We just want to release results. You are praying. If you prepare, it shall be well. Great preparation, we have been told, precedes great performance or great result. So prepare. Invest. A man without a seed is a man without a future. Your seed, that's your gift, your talent, your abilities, your effort. How can you fold your arms and you are not doing anything? And you are expecting harvest. Your prayer, your seed. So, it is important. Listen to the word of God. The word of God is the seed. And may I tell you, let me tell you like us. When you are asked to sow seed, when an opportunity comes, in fact, if there's an opportunity, look for opportunity to sow. Sow. And let me tell you some sowings that are recommended in the scriptures that you must give. You must give. Number one, you must give God your tithe. Go and read the scripture. Go and look for it in the scripture. I give you that assignment. Forget about those who are preaching on social media and say, don't tithe, don't tithe, don't tithe. And they are saying, pastors are the ones stealing your money. They are the ones eating the money. Leave them. Let everybody answer to God. Let pastor answer to God how he spent the church tithe and offering. But you have a responsibility to give so that you can get blessed. And once you have given your tithe, your 10%, please give to your future. Give 20% to yourself. Save 20%. If you don't save, you are not saved. Save 20% of whatever money comes into your hand. Don't spend it all. It's an investment. It's also a giving. Give your offering, good offering. That's number three. Good offering, give it. Number four, give to your parents. No matter how small, your biological parents, give to them. Don't say what I would have given you, I've shown it as a seed. No, sir. As a matter of fact, if you want to live long, honor your parents. Another offering that you must give. You must give to your prophet. What did I say? Sodada. Say it louder. You must give to your prophet. He doesn't need to ask you. You must give. It is important for you to get blessed. For you, you are under the ministry. You believe in the grace of God under that ministry, under that man. You better prepare venison. Give this man of God venison. Isaac looked at Jacob and he said to him, and he told Esau, go get me venison that my soul may bless you. 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 Venison. Give to your prophet. Give. I don't wait for my fathers in the faith to call me before I give. I give at appropriate times. On my birthday, I send them gift. That is my birthday, send the WhatsApp. Christmas, they are expecting. One day, I think it was last year, when my father came and then, you know, coronavirus and things were a bit, was it last year? Things were a bit tough, my wife's business, you know, and then things were not working. So, and I took offering. And my wife and I were praying, Baba was praying for us, and I gave him the check. I said, sir,
on behalf of myself and my family, Nike. Baba just said, no. He said, Arao, ma kupo. Odo odun ni ke ma fun mi ni titi e ma kupo ma so pe on behalf of e ti o ba ti ni so pe won ti ni ma kupo. And both of us are telling that we have Nike and Baba said, ah, won ko si mo abi mo mi ti mo mi tu sa dela. And my wife said, daddy, go see, you can't start by, you can't get it. Hey, you want to, or you want to, she want to do you want to go. When you can't put our last name, you want to go, my cook. It can't be cook. Praise the Lord. That's a father. And we enjoy it. Amen. We enjoy it. And there are sons and daughters that also do that. And I also enjoy it. And they enjoy it. Somebody, I enjoy it. I want to go, you know. Praise the Lord. Give to your father. And please note, Lighthouse, let it end that pastors will come for your function and event. They are not going, you will now say, God bless you, sir. Oh, wrong. What did I say? Oh, wrong. When pastors come for your event, you have given them food. They have food. Give them an envelope, no matter how small. Show appreciation. Give them, no matter. No, do you know sometimes when you give pastor 2,000, oh my dear pastor, they will share it. It is for your blessing. You must understand that. Is it because you don't put offering back to my house, they give to pastors? You must understand. So from today, they come to dedicate your house, give them offering. They come to bless, so your whatever, your birthday, give them. To name your baby, give them. Are you listening to me? You want to know you are be like your. Where the pastors, you give them. Don't just send them away. Don't just send them away and say, thank you, sir. You understand what I'm saying? And please, when Pastor Shola, Pastor Okewusi, Pastor Matthews, Pastor, these pastors, they attend your function. What do you want? They have not seen senior pastor. The pastor did not. Because somebody left church doing the ceremony said, because I did not go. Pastor Babalola was there. Pastor Shola was there. And he said, the pastor did not come. And he kept saying that the pastor did not come for my name ceremony. So, for that purpose, I left the church. And in case you want senior pastor, these men are senior. You want senior pastor for your event, prepare for senior prophet offering. I am your pastor. And I've said it. And if a pastor comes for your event, you don't give them or something. They will tell me. No, they must be also. Let's stop taking our pastors for granted. Let's stop taking ourselves for granted. It is a way to attract the blessings and the favor of God. Be sure to the lives of your pastor. That do something, show love to them. And the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you. Give to the poor. Give to the needy. The widows around you, give to them. Help the helpless. These are very, very important. Oh, God. Okay? We learn, number 5 from Isaac, that hard work is a requirement for the great life. Hard work is a requirement for the great life. Number 6, we learn that persistence wears away resistance. And number 7, where I will stop. Number 7, there is more. Look at your neighbor, tell him or her, there is more. I'm going to stop at this point. That's point number 7. Go back to Genesis chapter 26, verse 22, and watch this. Genesis, very quickly. The Bible says, don't forget from verse 21, he dug a well, and from verse 20, he contended. He called it Ezek and left the place. And then verse 21, he dug another way and they contended. And then he called it Sitna and he left the place. The third time he was digging, he dug again. And the Bible says they did not strive. The enemies were tired. And he called the name Rehoboth. Why? And he said, for now. Somebody say now. The Lord has made room for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. Please note. Anytime God makes room for you, anytime God lifts you up, anytime God promotes you, anytime God blesses or exalts you, you must understand that there is still more. that is not the end. I expected Isaac to stop all this wahala. No more contention. No more strife. Now you have a well. And Isaac said, God has made room for us. Very correct. We shall be fruitful in the land. Very correct. But Isaac did not stop digging. He kept scouting and looking for water. Why? Because he understood, you are not there yet. Success or greatness is not a destination. It is a journey. And you never arrive. The day you arrive, that is the beginning of your downfall. The day you arrive is the first day of your decline. That's the first day of your decline. The day you arrive. After Rehoboth, there is still Sheba. Don't give up yet. Listen to me. One of the dangers of life is comfort. The comfort, little comfort. When some people have little comfort, they stop striving. Please don't stop striving because of little comfort. Isaac did not stop. Yes, God has made room for Isaac. He did not stop. He is going to be fruitful in the land. He did not stop. Don't stop making effort even after your promotion. Don't stop. There is still more. There is still more. There is still more. You can do more. You can achieve more. You can build again. You can plant again. You can harvest again. There is still more. There is still more. There is still more. Bow down your head. Things worked in Isaac's life and hands because of the covenant relationship he had with God. Covenant relationship. You are here this morning. You have not known the Lord. You are not born again. I want to invite you into a relationship with God through Christ Jesus. I want to pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand if that is your desire. And when I see your hand, I'm going to pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus very quickly. Stretch your hands towards this direction. Stretch it and let your amen be very loud. I don't know. I want to just pray for you because of time. Everyone here, whatever challenge or problem, whatever negative situation or circumstance that you are going through now, I bring them under the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Isaac rose from famine to surplus. Whatever looks like scarcity in your life and destiny, whatever represents lack, may the power of God move you out of it in the name of Jesus. Goliath confronted David, and David looked at Goliath and said, today I will bring you down in the name of the Lord. Whatever represents a Goliath, that challenge staring you in the face, as so amen reaches God in heaven now, let that Goliath fall flat. From today, your ears are open. Your eyes are open. You will know what to do. You will hear God clearly. You will know where to go. You will be divinely directed. In the name of Jesus. You won't walk into trouble. I ask that the Lord will give power to your altar. And any other altar erected or raised against you, let it collapse by your order. Whatever any man will employ to work against you, today we command such things employed by man to work against your interest, we command them to fail. We command them not to work. In the name of Jesus. And I declare that your seed will not die. Your seed will produce results. And God's name will be glorified. Grace for hard work is released to you now. In the name of Jesus. You will wear away your resistance. Your enemies. Your detractors. Those who hate you.
they will come and beg you. They will make peace with you. You will be mightier than your enemies. It will be evident that God is with you. The presence of God will not leave you, and the name of the Lord will be glorified in your life. I declare for someone, the last success in your life will not be your last success. That last testimony will not be your last testimony. That last breakthrough will not be your last breakthrough. I know, sir, that Yalena, somebody, you are here. It's been a long time since you last recorded a breakthrough. Whatever is holding on to your breakthrough, I command you to release it now in the name of Jesus. Someone, you are here. I usher you into a new level. I usher you to your Rehoboth. I usher you into Sheba. From glory to glory. From favor to favor. From harvest to harvest. Go from harvest to harvest. From blessing to blessing. From miracle to miracle. Or die in or down woe, need down. There will be no drought of good things in your life. God's name will be glorified. Go and make more. Go and record more success. More breakthrough. Make more advancement. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Shout amen 3 times.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.